Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm sitting there grimacing, I'm in pain, and I'm like, but at least finally, a celebrity took it the way they're supposed to take it, and the crowd will respect that. And the first thing I hear as that thought goes through my head is, while I'm grimacing, it's a grimace, okay? He goes, dude, he's fucking smiling, and just like yells it out. I'm like, nah, dude, in my head, I'm like, it's a grimace, bro. Don't hate me the way I hate on all these celebrities.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? Shit's about to hit the fan. Welcome to Unsanctioned Thursdays on Wrestling with Freddie.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to another episode, the episode that you guys are responsible for. Unsanctioned Thursdays, where Jeff and I talk about a little bit of everything. How are you, Jeff? What's going down? You're still alive. You're still with us.
Feeling good. Feeling strong.
Excellent. Before we start the show, you guys, got a little business to hit you with. I'm going to hit you with the Premier Wrestling app. It's out there. It's ready. It's the ultimate fandom for wrestlers. You can post all your old ticket stubs, posters, any gear that you might have gotten. You might have some sweet boots. I don't know what you have. You might have a cool cosplay. You dressed up like the Macho Man. You can post all that stuff. Our show is up on that app as well. Here's the information that you need, though. This is a cornerstone of the app, is the My Fandom section, with over 50,000 events spanning 40 years and more being added every single day. Fans can create a full chronological list of every event they have ever attended and every event they have watched. In those events, they can add their own pictures and videos from these events, as well as reviews, with star ratings coming very, very soon. You can follow the wrestling personalities that are on there. A lot of independent wrestlers are on there. They post all their show dates, when they're going to be there, when they're going to be for signings. You can find all that there as well. Help us grow this, help build it up. You can download it wherever you download your apps. It's currently available for iOS users and is in production for Android. And yeah, that's it. Oh, and if you want to go on the web, you can go to premierwrestling.com. Boom. That's the business. Now let's talk some other business, Jeff. We mentioned last week, I am actively going out with my own personal wrestling federation. This was a thing that I announced about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, on the Ariel Helwani show, that I was going to try to do this. I'm at the point now where we're out pitching. I've pitched to one place. It's still actively out there. They haven't said yes. They haven't said no. The fact that they're still talking about it is a good thing. If they say no, I'll let you guys know. I'll share all the good and the bad. I want to share this whole process with you. The only thing I can't share right now are the names of the places I've gone. I'm not trying to have people hate on them if they say no. But I had another pitch this morning, just before the show started, at a place that likes wrestling, Friendly Faces. They had seen what we had shot and asked if they could have the meeting, which is always a good thing. The last place we asked for the meeting and then showed them what we shot and then answered questions. And they came in hot with questions, but they were all real, real good. What's your vision? How's it going to be different from this? How's it going to be different from that? What kind of matches do you want to have? We saw a GCW match. Are you going to have death match? Like, things like that. They had actually done some research and the meeting was much longer. They were very passionate about it. And it was, I've only pitched to one other place, but this pitch went way, way better based on their reaction to the materials and to us, my two producers and me. And I think they basically said everything but yes. So I think I have a home. If they say no, I will let you guys know and cry. I'll ask you to cry me a river.
Cry me a river.
But I really feel confident about this. I felt confident about the first one. But as time goes on, even though that's not a no, it makes me feel like, oh, it's going to be a no. These people said everything but the word yes. So I feel crazy confident about this. I've got four more places to go. I'll let you guys know about all of them. But Jeff, do you have any questions about the Federation, sir?
I'm just really excited about it. I'd like to ask you, like I'm a press journalist, how will this Federation be different than the other current Federations?
So at the end of the day, every Federation is reliant on its wrestlers. Your wrestlers get over. It's the promoter's job to put the wrestler in the best position possible to get over. If the wrestler doesn't get over, it's my philosophy is if the wrestler doesn't get over, I screwed up. If the wrestler does get over, I didn't screw up and they did all the work. I just provided the platform for them to be on. I can't give away anything before I sell it, but I will say the look of it will be much different than AEW and WWE.
Okay.
There was a show called Lucha Underground, which utilized space really, really well, which had a cool look to it. I always liked that. I'm not saying I'm going to do that, but I would say I'm somewhere in between, like, what WWE and AEW are doing. But Freddie, they're so different. You know what I'm saying? And somewhere in between Lucha Underground, somewhere in the middle there is where I'm at. And it's going to be the presentation of it that I hope makes it stand out, that I hope makes people feel compelled to watch and see what the hell it is we're going to do and how the wrestlers are going to use the environment in this promotion. I think I said that safely enough. So yeah, man, I'm really excited. Like I said, I was getting nervous after a week went by and still no word. But I was talking to my producers who have done this a lot, and they're like, "Nah, man, that's a good thing. If it's a no, it's a no quick." So they're trying to make this work over there. So I don't know where our home's going to be, but I think we're going to have a home, dude.
I love it.
I think we're going to have a home. And no, I won't be a champion in my own promotion.
Well, why not? You're a famous person. Isn't that segue us perfectly into what we're going to talk about today?
Yes, it does. I'd like to say that I'm professional enough that was a deliberate move and you were professional enough to catch the pitch. We're going to talk about celebrities in professional wrestling. I am going to start by saying I am not a fan of this, but dude, you did it. All right, but hear me out. Hear me out. I did it, and I specifically said this to the guy who was running Raw at the time. His name was Brian Gewirtz. I said, all these guys that you have coming in suck. And they're not selling Randy's shit, and that's bullshit. And if you're going to have somebody come in and do it, just have me freaking come in and do it. And he goes, okay, we'll work something out. And so he comes up with a story, and he goes, we're going to have you take an RKO from Randy. And then Randy was like, dude, all I've been doing is RKOs. I want to do the modified backbreaker instead, just to do something different. I say, cool, where at? They say, St. Louis. I go, that's his hometown, man. They're going to cheer at my death. They're not going to boo him. They were trying to get him booed. That's why he was beating up all the celebrities. And I'm like, don't you understand? Like, the fans don't want celebrities in the ring. They're going to cheer every time they get fucked up. Excuse my language. And they're like, nah, they love you because you worked here. It's all going to work. It did not work. They cheered when I took the backbreaker. And I'm sitting there grimacing in pain. I'm like,
it hurt, right? Like, he did it wrong? He kind of botched it?
No, he did it right. I did it wrong.
Oh, how'd you do it?
I didn't let my feet hit. I kept them up in the air. And so I didn't take any of the impact with my feet. He told me what to do. I just forgot in the moment. I'm sitting there grimacing. I'm in pain. And I'm like, but at least finally, a celebrity took it the way they're supposed to take it, and the crowd will respect that. And the first thing I hear as that thought goes through my head is, while I'm grimacing, it's a grimace, okay? He goes, dude, he's fucking smiling, and just like yells it out. I'm like, nah, dude, in my head, I'm like, it's a grimace, bro. Don't hate me the way I hate on all these celebrities. I was so bummed. It was a total fail. I did not turn Randy heel. They kept him as a badass babyface, even though the goal was to go the other way. And it was a miserable failure. And so are most of the celebrity sightings in WWE. Once in a while, they get it right.
Woo! Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I also don't like any of the celebrity stuff.
No, it sucks, right?
Yeah, it's like, it doesn't matter how much I like that celebrity. When they get into wrestling world, if they're not just at the front row watching, when they're at the front row watching, I'm like, this is cool. This looks good for wrestling. Look, Michael Che is there, George Kittle. And you go, this is good. This is good for wrestling. But when they get involved, like I thought
then
I liked.
Everything goes to crap.
I know. I thought I liked Gronkowski, and then he gets into wrestling. I go, ugh. I thought I liked Jon Stewart. Then he's in WWE. I'm like, ugh. Like it was just.
That one was one of the worst usages of a celebrity ever, for him to go in there and F over John Cena because he really likes Ric Flair. Like it was so out of character for the Jon Stewart personality that's out there that who was going to believe that for a single second? That was one of the apps, and I like Jon Stewart. That was one of the worst ones out there. He was one of the worst offenders, and then he just stood out there like he didn't know what he was doing because he didn't know what he was doing because they don't give you enough time to rehearse. That I will say this, there was one that I liked, and we'll get into the others that we didn't like. And I know the reason why it worked, because it was real. When Hugh Jackman knocked out Dolph Ziggler.
I don't even remember this one.
Okay, so he had a movie called Real Steel or something like that, and it was like a robot boxing movie. And so he was out there looking jacked, just full-on Wolverine biceps. And Dolph goes up to him and he says, look, it's going to look super fake if you don't really do it. So you have to punch me. And Hugh Jackman was like, no way, I'm not doing that, man. Like, I would never do that. And he goes, I know. That's why I'm telling you, you got to do it. I'm not going to be mad at you. Just lay it on me and I'm going to sell for you and it's going to look awesome. And you guys can go on YouTube and check this out. He doesn't give him everything. You could tell Hugh Jackman was like, I can't give 100% because I'm super buff right now and I'll kill this dude. But he goes and Dolph doesn't pull a bit. He's just like, give it to me, dude. Bam! And just mush face and he nice. Goes down. And that one worked. The rest of them, we had Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, man.
That one did not. We had Meatloaf take an RKO. Meatloaf couldn't bend his fucking knees, Jeff. He couldn't bend his knees when he took it. It was the worst receiving of the RKO in the history of the RKO. One that kind of worked only because everyone hated him so much was the Kevin Federline, John Cena storyline from back in the day. Because everyone hated Britney Spears' boyfriend so much that he was famous for being Britney Spears' boyfriend, that they wanted to see John Cena whip his ass and hit him with the FU. I thought that one, I was like, yo, they got it right this time. They got it right. So once in a while.
Who do you think the worst, besides Snooki? I mean, there's been so many. Dennis Rodman, Karl Malone.
I was there for Snooki.
Okay.
I fought against that.
Well, what was your idea? Just not having her in the match? It was WrestleMania, too. We're not even talking about a regular pay-per-view. We're talking about the show of shows, the main
That was partially my argument. We had a story that had been approved by Vince for the women's division, and it was actually written out over the course of a year, kind of like what they're doing now. And we had every pay-per-view, who was going to be champ, who was going to lose, and what the B story was for all the other women, and sometimes even C stories in there as well, as far as people trying to climb the ladder and get up there and sort of remove this divas era and make it more women's wrestling. That was the task that I was charged with by Stephanie McMahon. And so I wrote it. This dude named DJ helped me write it. This other dude named Angelo helped me write it. And we came up with the whole thing and we got it approved. And then somebody at a production meeting says, I think it was John Laurinaitis. I can't remember who. I don't want to say for sure it was him because I can't be certain. But somebody goes, Snooki's interested in doing something at WrestleMania. And I right away was kind of like, I didn't think it was serious. I was like, yeah, all right, right on. She's going to like host it or something. And they go, no, she wants to work. She wants to wrestle. And
which is crazy.
Right away, I get defensive and I'm like, she's not wrestling any of my girls. Like I was charged with looking after them and writing something credible for them. And they go, yeah, she's going to do a storyline and they're going to work it with Michelle McCool. And I literally was like, yo, that's my champion. And she's going to lose to Snooki at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Like, are you guys crazy? Like we're trying to get these people taken seriously and she's going to lose to a girl on a reality show. And they go, well, she could do gymnastics. And I was like, man, well, that's awesome. She can't win the match.
She also
and sure
didn't
enough,
even do.
She could do gymnastics. And sure enough, she won the
she
match.
She didn't do any wrestling moves.
Well, she did gymnastic moves.
She did I'm saying if you watch the match, she just kind of comes in for the final thing, does what, my niece can do. She does a little running kind of somersault handstand thing and then into a butt move. Then this real crappy splash.
I like your description.
Real crappy splash and then pins him. And you're like, it seems like she didn't want to wrestle or do any work because there wasn't much wrestling.
Yeah, it wasn't a well-rehearsed match for whatever reason. And it was kind of, I think this is a long time ago. It really kind of came together in the last week or so. So they didn't have a lot of time to put together a strong match, but I had to be associated with that, man, because it was my division at the time. And I just was so frustrated. And sure enough, then after that, the whole storyline got blown up right after WrestleMania. They blew up the whole storyline and it was back to divas and dancing and shaking booties and all that again. Yeah, which is cool, hot people can be hot and we can think people that are hot are sexy and go watch, all the women can go watch Magic Mike and all the guys can go watch whichever one they want to watch to see all that. But it was like the goal was to do the exact opposite of that. And then we went right back to what it was. I remember being so is the word disenchanted? Is that the word? Yeah. Whatever the word is, that's what I felt. I was just like, man, that was a waste of my time. It pissed me off, dude. It really pissed me off, man. F celebrities. F me, too. I shouldn't have even done it.
Because
I failed.
That.
No, they thought I was laughing. They didn't even think it was a grimace, Jeff. It was a grimace. It was a goddamn grimace.
I will say this. The worst celebrity, out of all the celebrities that have been, all the jackass people, Snooki, basketball players, football players. You got reality stars. You got the Ball brothers and the LeVar Ball, the dad. You got your YouTubers. You got Logan Paul. Whoever these celebrities are that come into wrestling, none worse, if I had to pick, than Ronda Rousey. That's the worst one that we've ever had.
That one's tricky because you got the feeling she never loved it. She was only doing it for the whatever other reason it was, but it wasn't passion.
Yeah.
And so I don't think the fans ever got behind her. And then she kind of turned on the fans and it's like, yo, they're sensing something.
Yeah, for sure.
They wanted to cheer for you. They wanted to like and love you, but something's not happening. Something's not clicking that made them do that. Let's find out what that is and let's work on that. And I think if you don't get the opportunity or you don't want to work at that and evolve, then that's when you kind of fall into that. And now she just sounds like she hates wrestling. She hates wrestling fans and she hates everything about the business. She likes Hunter a little bit from what I only have seen, like little blurbs from an interview she did, but she doesn't seem to like wrestling very much.
Well, and also they tried to trick us. I don't know if she tried to trick us or if wrestling tried to trick us, but it was like, oh, she's always loved wrestling and she's always wanted to be in wrestling. But you know, when someone tries to talk wrestling with you, I guarantee this happened to you, Freddie. I guarantee it's happened to our producer, Alex, where someone knows you like wrestling. So they try to like talk wrestling with you, but you can tell within 30 seconds that they've, you know, they just kind of think the idea of wrestling is funny, but they don't know. They don't really don't know. So they'll be like, remember like Ultimate Warrior? And you're like,
yeah,
that's,
they'll know
that's
name,
the remember.
But I'll be like, yeah, remember B. Brian Blair? And they're like, oh yeah, yeah, totally, yeah. I'm like, yeah, all right, buddy.
And I think that's kind of what happened with Ronda. Like, they pitched us this story that she's always been a fan, and now that UFC is kind of this closed chapter, like, she wants to come be a wrestler. But then you got there, and you could just tell she had no idea about wrestling. She stole someone's costume for her.
Well, a lot of wrestlers do that.
Not as latent as that.
Some do, but you're right. Everything you're saying is right.
They bought her like the most popular song of like the 80s.
Yeah.
She just wore a girl version of Roddy Piper. Like, and then like they forced that storyline. Like, well, the jacket was given to her by the daughter of Roddy Piper. Like, shut up. It's all just such a reach. Everything was such a reach. And
she couldn't, at the end of the day, on the mic, she couldn't communicate and connect with the audience. In the ring, her moves weren't as good in professional wrestling as they were in judo. And I just don't think she was able to put in the work necessary to improve those things. I wish she didn't hate wrestling, though. You know, wrestling really wanted to like her, and I felt like wrestling gave her a good chance. But yeah, man, that one didn't work. We were tough on poor Snoop, but I will say this. Snoop has had WrestleMania moments that have worked.
Yeah, Snoop's awesome.
That last one did not work.
Yeah, I just don't need him commentating. That's all. And right, commentating Jeff. Is different than wrestling for sure. You know,
different. You can beat up the Miz anytime.
We've seen when Michael Cole got in the ring. You know, it's like, oh boy, you shouldn't be in the ring.
He wore the singlet, dude. The singlet.
Michael Cole in the ring is like Snoop Dogg on the mic. You know, it's like, let's just stick to the things we're good at here.
He could have won that ladder match. All right. We'll see you guys next week and every week. We've heard that you guys are liking the new format of the show. We'll keep it going. We'll keep you posted on this journey of Can I Sell a Federation? And we'll see all of you next Wednesday on Wrestling with Freddie, Wrestling with Friends. On behalf of Jeff Dye, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and this was the show.
We love you guys.
This has been a production of iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.